Okay, we're getting going here. Great to have everybody on the call. This is, let's see, what is today? The June 8th of 2017, and my name is Tim Darnell. This call will be recorded, and it will be put up on the website. I'll post that on Team Freedom, which website? Probably timdarnell.org. So if you hadn't been to that site, there's a lot of saved recordings there, podcasts, and all kind of information. So I encourage you to go to that website and check that out, but we will post that in Team Freedom. Also, another website that I've got set up is one called Isogenics Tim Kathy Darnell. There's no spaces in between there. I can send you the link if you'd like to be a part of that site. It's primarily for prospects. So all the information is geared toward prospects. And so if you want to be part of that site, just either email me or text me or PM me or just go to that site. It's Isogenics Tim Kathy Darnell, all one word. And you should be able to find that. It's a pretty neat site and a lot of good stuff going up on that site, but it's geared for prospects. So it's not a whole lot of training on it. It's more things that a prospect would need to make a good decision about joining Isogenics, joining up with you. Folks, we had 25,000 people enrolled in Isogenics last week alone, 25,000 last week alone, and still everybody I talked to has not heard of it. And so it just baffles, it's mind-boggling. Everybody thinks, well, it's saturated, and that is certainly not the case at all. So I want to welcome everybody to the call tonight. Great to have you on. And hello, Tinny. Great to have you on. And all those who have dinged in here, got a pretty good happening call here, so excited to have you on. But you'll go to that site, and you'd like to be on it, just private message me. And, again, that's for prospects primarily, and it's just a good site. It's lively. It's got a lot of color on it, a lot of good information. One of the things that I posted, I think it was this morning. I'm not sure. I'll go check. It was either today or yesterday. Oh, yeah, it was this morning, 8 hours ago. If you'll look on my site and look at my post, my last post was a very highly informational article about obesogens and the relationship of chemicals to inflammation and thereby obesity, diabetes, and almost every condition that you can think of. Chemicals that surround, they inundate all of us. Chemicals are toxins. Toxins are poisons, and they're the root cause of inflammation. And so I believe that we are poisoning our nation right now through the pharmacological industry, big pharma, that is in collusion with the medical industry. And so the answer to all of our problems, if you go to a doctor, is pharmacological. And we believe at Isogenics that there's more than pharmacological intervention and more than surgical intervention, where sometimes those things have their place. One of the greatest interventions that you can do beforehand is obviously nutritional intervention. We have seen so many miracles happen in this business and on our team and other people's teams that it's just mind-boggling to see all the different things that have happened. But if you'll go to that article, you can share that article with your people, and if you'll put your phone on mute, we've got one source of noise out there. If we could get your phones on mute, that would be helpful here. Thank you. I think we got it. So that article is a 2002 article by Dr. Paula Bailey Hamilton, and she says obesity has risen in lockstep with the use of chemicals such as pesticides and plasticizers over the previous 40 years. And so we know that there are literally thousands of chemicals that are inundating our bodies. They come in through primarily our skin, but also through our mouths, through our breathing, through our hair, our scalp, just you name it. It's everywhere. And so it's in our water. But you guys know that I'm preaching to the choir. I'm not telling you anything new unless you're really, really new to Isogenics, but it's something to understand is that chemicals create inflammation, and if you know where science is headed, it's finding that inflammation is the mother of virtually every condition that is out there, primarily obesity and diabetes, but just go down the list, and it's rheumatoid arthritis, has everything to do with inflammation. And so you could go down the list, and we don't have enough time to go down that list, and that's really not what the call is about today. But these are the kind of articles that you guys can share. If you'll pick this article, you can go to the website. It'll take you to the URL, and you can just copy and paste the URL onto your feed on Facebook. If you're in Instagram, you can do that. You can put it in LinkedIn. You can put it just anywhere you want to. You can send it as a private message to your prospects. And I do that quite often. I'll get a good article and just private message my prospects a good article like this and get the discussion going. So tonight's talk, we were going to have Kimberly Autry on, and she texted me just moments before the call, about 30 minutes ago, and said that she's got a big group of people coming over to her house. It doesn't surprise me at all. Kimberly has enrolled a number of people. She is an enrolling machine. It's just nonstop. People are coming in her business right and left. And so hopefully we'll get her on at some point and give her, let her share her modus operandi and what's going on with her. But she's fantastic. She is not to be denied. I'll just tell you, this gal is just a bulldog. She is unstoppable, and I mean that in the most positive way. She's that could be taken negatively, I guess, but I certainly mean it positively. And she is tenacious, and she just is out there talking to people. She could not care less what their response is. And I'll just tell you, that's one of my secrets. I don't have this feely-feely thing where I've got to have you like me. Of course, I hope you do, but that's not the point. The point is I'm going to share Isagenix with every single person I know. And whatever the response is up to them. That's not my bailiwick. So I want to talk tonight about how to talk about Isagenix, and I hope you'll take notes. Again, this call will be recorded and up on timdarnell.org is the site that it'll be up. So if you hadn't perused that site, it'd be a good one to peruse. And also PM me if you want to get on the other site that is primarily for prospects on Facebook. So that's been a successful site. A lot of people go to that. The search engines have picked up the term Isagenix, so there's a lot of prospects coming to that as well. You can get your prospects on there, and I promise you, if it's your prospect, you will be the one to enroll them. So no theft on anything like that, be assured. Okay, so how to talk about Isagenix. Number one is patience. Don't be so quick to bring Isagenix up. Skilled professionals at this business, I include myself in that. I proudly call myself a professional network marketer. People ask me what I do. I say I'm a professional network marketer a lot of times, or whatever I'm feeling at the time, but that's a good way to describe myself. It's what I do. It's what I love. And I understand that patience is an extremely important aspect of our business, and I'm talking primarily in conversations. Don't be so quick to bring Isagenix up. Don't be so anxious that you have to blurt it out and it doesn't sound natural. Don't be salesy. Don't be nervous. Relax and wait for the right opportunity, and you'll know what that is. They're going to mention something that pertains to Isagenix if you'll maintain your cool and allow it to come up in the conversation. So patience is very, very important. Now, when that subject does come up, like they may talk about needing to lose weight. They may talk about being tired all the time. You'll hear that in conversations very naturally all the time, especially if you talk to somebody after they've been at work. That's a great time to talk to somebody and say, man, how you doing? How you feeling? And just real natural conversation. Say, man, I am beat. I am just worn out. If it's the first thing in a conversation, I probably would not even bring it up then. I'm going to wait for that conversation to mature, to develop, before I bring up Isagenix. And here's how I do it. You guys, if you've heard my training before, you know this is what I do. I say, have you heard of Isagenix? I met with an attorney yesterday, and he said, so what all do you do? And I said, well, I've been an entrepreneur all my life. And by the way, have you heard of Isagenix? And he said, yeah, vaguely I've heard of it. And anyway, he was real interested in it. Here's an attorney, and I think a lot of you might think that attorneys would not be interested in this. I'll tell you what, I've been in the courtroom enough to know that that is a very negative profession. It's a stressful profession. They don't have residual income. They charge by the hour. I mean, that's hourly billing is what they do. They're the kings of hourly billing. And yes, they can make a lot of money, but most attorneys make somewhere in the $50,000 to $60,000 a year range. You can look that up and Google that and find that out to be true. So most of them are struggling. They're not making the millions of dollars that we picture attorneys making. Some do, obviously, but many of them are really out there struggling. He wanted to know how I marketed because he's trying to market his law business. And so it was a great conversation, but when that came up, and then at the end of the conversation, I didn't belabor it, but I did something that I want to talk to you about tonight, and that is I told my story. I told my story. So you say, well, I don't know what to talk about, you know, Isagenix. I don't know how to bring it up in conversation, and then I don't know what to say. And so, you know, when I ask the question, have you heard of Isagenix, your prospect's response to that question gives you information that will help you understand them. It'll help you understand what they know, how much they know, their perspective, if they've heard of Isagenix, if they're health-minded, if they couldn't care less about health, and you'll have a lot of people like that. A lot of people are completely cavalier about health. And I have to have somebody that's motivated in their health before they become my prospect. So one thing you'll understand that really good network marketers do is what we're doing is we're not pitching, we're qualifying. I'm going to say that again. We're not pitching, we're qualifying. This is when you reach the a level of effectiveness at doing this business is when you're qualifying them versus trying to convince them. And so the way that you qualify people is by asking questions. So if they say, yeah, and so he said, yeah, I think I've heard of that. I said, well, what do you know about it? Well, he started fumbling over himself. I realized he was just trying to act like he knew and not be ignorant of the word. So anyway, I told my story, and here's how you tell your story. He says, so, okay, well, tell me about it. And so what you do instead of blabbering on about how great Isagenix is, and trying to be specific, trying to explain it, and that kind of thing, the best thing to do is tell your story. And here's how we do it. If you hadn't had this training before, if you've not been to an ICU, you may not have had this training before. This is gold in your pocket right here. So it's four parts on how you tell your story. Part one is, before Isagenix, I was. Before Isagenix, I was. For me, before Isagenix, I was overweight, I had more stomach than I wanted to have, and I was not very energized. Okay, so that's the health aspect of it. I also have a financial before Isagenix, and it depends on the answers to my questions, what do you know about Isagenix, as to which one of those stories I'm going to tell, because what do you know about Isagenix? I can tell what they're interested in. If it's more the health thing, then I'm going to tell my health story. If it's more about they heard that a lot of people were making a lot of money, 200 and how many ever millionaires at this point, I don't know what the number is, 225, maybe more than that, which is unheard of numbers, by the way, folks. That is unprecedented. People that have created $1 million in income. See, what most people do in other organizations, they talk about their volumes they created, and yeah, you can talk about million-dollar volumes, but what's your income out of that? Well, it's going to be a much smaller slice than the actual volume is. We talk about income. We talk about this is how many millionaires we've made, and many companies have really wanted to create millionaires, but they just didn't do it because their products were not prolific enough, they didn't have enough effect, the results were tepid at best, and their compensation plan was probably compromised or out of date, prehistoric, or just a combination of poor management, just all kind of issues. Well, you've got to have everything running in top order in full gear for you to create that many millionaires. So anyway, it's real important points that you understand where they're coming from, which to tell which story or to point your story in the direction that will really appeal to them. For me, fortunately, I have both stories. If you don't have both stories, the health side and the financial side, then what you want to do is borrow somebody else's story. You can borrow my story because you and I work together, and we're sort of partners in the business. You can call me your partner if you want to. Well, I'm partnered with a guy named Tim Darnell, and before Isagenix, and I would, you know, tell the financial story because that's really what we're looking. If there's a toss-up between which one you want to tell, tell the financial story, because really what you're looking for are team builders. It's nice to have customers. We focus on customers, certainly in our nomenclature, everything you'll see in our Isagenix website. But what we really need for you to build two teams, one on your left and one on your right, are business builders. You need a handful, less than a handful of business builders, one or two good ones on your left and one or two good ones on our right. It's really a simple game we play. It's easier said than done finding those people, so we're on a talent search. But I told the guy my story. I said, well, you know, I owned a business right before Isagenix, and we were doing extremely well. It was a multi-million-dollar business. I was the sole 100% owner of it. We got sideswiped by an internet stalker, took down the entire business, an unemployed woman out of Garland, Texas. And we didn't have an answer for it technically or legally. So I lost the business. I was $350,000 in business debt, not to mention a mortgage, and not to mention two girls in college, and not to mention two car payments, no income, $350,000 in debt, and my wife was working 60 to 70 hours a week. I was introduced to Isagenix by a business associate I'd known vaguely for some years named Jay Bennett, and I trusted Jay, so I finally decided to give it a try. The results were health side, I would say I was 185 pounds, 5'9", and before Isagenix, and I lost 30 pounds, and I started working out at the gym, got my energy back, got my waist size back that I was in high school as a junior in high school, had to buy a whole new wardrobe, which I was very excited to do, and now I'm sharing those incredible results and solutions with people I love and care about. And I want to talk about that. So first of all is before Isagenix, I was, and I want you to talk about your pain. I want you to talk about your pain. And because when you talk about pain, people, they viscerally relate to you. They emotionally relate to you. And they realize, man, this guy's sort of bearing his soul to me right now and sharing his vulnerability with me right now, and man, it relaxes everything when you do that. So be sure that you bring up your pain, and it may not have been, you know, pain where you're, you know, having to take meds or it's clinical or anything like that. It's just emotional type pain that you experience. And before Isagenix, I was 50 pounds overweight. Before Isagenix, I had no energy whatsoever. Before Isagenix, my hair was brittle, my skin was chalky, whatever you want to say, whatever is your story there. The second part is I was introduced to Isagenix by, and you want to name the person. Don't use pronouns, and don't use some, I was introduced to this to Isagenix by this guy. Use the name. Use that name, because that name's going to come in handy later on. And if you can't, if your enroller's no longer with us, they quit, whatever, say I was introduced to Isagenix by an associate who Tim Darnell put in the business. Y'all introduce you to Tim at some point. You'll love this guy. You're setting them up for a three-way is what you're doing, and you're not telling them about a three-way there, but you're just saying some things. So I trusted the enroller by name, call him by name, so I decided to try it. The third portion of your story is results, is your results. Here's the results. I lost 16 inches in my waist. I got my energy level back. I felt like I had the energy of my 20s. I had to buy a whole new wardrobe, which I was excited to do. Whatever your story is, you tell that story and make it accurate. Make it be your story. So number three is results. And then finally, number four is now. And this is pretty common. I can give you the script on this. This is should be what you're thinking. It's I share these incredible solutions Notice I didn't say products. I said I share these incredible solutions with people I love and I care about. And when I say that, I look at the person straight in the eye and hold their gaze. And I don't talk after that. I share these incredible solutions with people I love and I care about.
Okay.
And I'm looking right in their eyes. You got it? Okay, so number one is before Isagenics, I was. Number two was I was introduced to Isagenics by the person that introduced you in name. Number three are the results, and you can get metrics oriented here. And you can also talk about feelings and emotionally and that kind of thing. My husband was paying attention to me more after I lost the weight, whatever, just anything, whatever it is. And then now I'm sharing these incredible solutions with people I love and care about. Stop and look at them straight in the eye. So, folks, your story is essential to being effective at Isagenics. So don't avoid your story, and don't avoid the very products that will get you your story and the method of using those products. If you're cheating on the products, quit cheating. If you're if you've dabbled with the products, quit dabbling. And start getting serious about the product use and start using all of the products. Man, our skincare is the most incredible skincare line you'll ever be involved with. So if you don't have a story, you're going to lack substance when you're talking to people about Isagenics. It's a crucial part of the story. When you do have a story, you'll know where to go every time when the subject comes up. They say, "Know what is that?" And you say, instead of fumbling around for what that is and not having a set answer, which might sound like a robotic answer, tell your story. Now we're introducing personally what Isagenics has meant to me. And if you'll share your pain in that first step right there, then all that opens things up big time for human interaction right there. So your story is essential. If you're brand new and you're on this line listening to this, you can borrow other people's stories, and that's good. But at some point, you've got to have your own stories. If you believe in the products enough to change your lifestyle, you're going to change many of your physical aspects, and those are going to be noticeable to others. It's not always weight loss. It can be improved skin texture, improved hair volume, improved eyesight. I've had last week I had two different people call me up and say they got on the Daily Essentials and their eyesight improved. I hear that all the time. I have better digestion. My IBS symptoms subsided. I have better sleep. I have increased muscle mass. I have better overall body shape. Make it real and make it personal. These products will do that for you if you allow them to do it and you don't avoid them. Okay, so your story is one way to talk about Isagenics. It's the best way. Here's another way to talk about Isagenics. And that is to discuss overall societal health issues. And so I opened up the call tonight talking about the article that I shared this morning on my main feed. And I didn't get much response to it. And by the way, you guys listening on the call tonight, you guys really need to step up your liking of posts in Facebook especially. You're posting yourself, your before and after pictures, not just yours but other people's. And just your involvement in Facebook. I said this on a call 2 weeks ago, and I don't say this to brag, but most of you guys know I've made well over $1 million in this business, and I've made probably 90% of that through Facebook. And for those of you that are avoiding Facebook, I'm sitting here just going, what is the deal, guys? Why are you not using this? It's an incredibly cheap and profoundly powerful way to get your message out. Don't overuse it. But most of you are completely underutilizing it. I don't see you on Facebook hardly ever. And so I want you to step up your game in Facebook and get better at it. Start friending more people and get these relevant articles out there. I see people all the time posting in Isagenics on our team, posting articles that have nothing to do with anything. They're not personal. They're just vague, just things that are just off the wall. And, we have room to do that a little bit, but, man, make it relevant to Isagenics and what we're doing in life with this business on a regular basis. And when one of our teammates in Team Freedom or anybody in Isagenics post something that's good, you can steal that by simply sharing it or copying and pasting it and put it on your feed. And the more you do that, the more interest you're going to get from people. It's the most powerful network marketing tool that has ever been created is Facebook. Instagram is close. It's pretty good, but it's just a little bit harder to use. There's not as much text in it. It's good pictures. It's cool. But it's not, to me, in my opinion, it's not quite as good a business tool. There are people using it effectively. If you know how to use it, that's great, especially with hashtags. But that's a whole different story. If you don't know how to use hashtags, then we can talk about that on a later event. So when I say discuss health issues, if I'm in a one-on-one conversation with somebody, and I can introduce that into the conversation. I said, you know, one of the things that's driving me crazy in life right now is the use of drugs by our medical community. Drugs are poisons. They cause inflammation. Inflammation is the mother of all horrific conditions. These things are at epidemic levels. You'd think if something didn't work, we'd go try something different. But no, we just keep pouring drugs into Americans and to other countries as well. So drugs that doctors prescribe by Big Pharma, I believe, are killing us. And I believe we're witnessing the drugging of America. And why is that happening? It's all about money, because it's big, big money. We don't want a cure for the disease. The medical community doesn't, because they treat diseases, and that's big business. And if you cured cancer, man, you're taking out a major, major portion of their money flow there. So I know that sounds terrible and it sounds conspiratorial, but it's exactly what's happening. My mother died in November. I believe she was drugged to death, and that the particular drugs she was on, she's a very frail woman to begin with, very small woman, very frail, and just loading her up with drugs. She's very pure. She never drank alcohol. She never smoked, anything like that. And so you put those toxins in her body, it just put her out. And so... there's a lot of people that understand that. A lot of people avoid that subject. But I've found when I bring that issue up in conversation that people respond to it, and most people, by far the majority, agree with me on that. And they'll chime right in. And so it brings us up to the subject of health. And I'll say, well, you know, There's two different ways of intervention, actually three different interventions, and probably a whole lot more than that. But the main ones are pharmacological intervention. That's what we have bought into, hook, line, and sinker. And people follow it around. I mean, they say, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. I just trust the doctors implicitly, and the doctors have been trained to give the drugs up. And so we believe that nutritional intervention is a million times better. Let our body heal itself. When your body's running on all cylinders and it's getting all the vitamins and all the minerals, all the phytonutrients, all across the board, A to Z, not missing anything, we're putting all of those ingredients in our body that our bodies desperately need, including the highest grade protein known to mankind, then our bodies will start functioning and will ward off any diseases like that. Will be much less prone to the cancers and much less prone to the heart attacks and much less prone to all of the issues that everybody's seeing. So discussing health issues, if you don't know where to go in a conversation, how to get it to Isagenix, rather than just blurting out Isagenix and selling Isagenix, go about it in a more a simple way, a more natural way, and talk about issues that you're concerned about. And if you're not concerned about that particular issue that I've been sort of dwelling on here for the last 5 minutes, I'm not sure that you, and I can't even go there. I know you do. I know you're concerned about that. You may discuss it in a little bit different way. Anyway, we'll go more into that, but you'll get articles that help with that, that you can get to people and get their awareness level up. A lot of people are just cavalier about it. They're just going to do what the doctor says. They don't care what it is. They're going to take any drug that the doctor recommends, and the drugs are killing us. They're simply that. another way to bring up conversation and get the conversation started. And you guys have heard me talk about this forever, and I always, always do this. And that is, for instance, I sat down with this attorney yesterday, and it was all about him. It was me asking questions about him. It was not me blurting out about what I was doing in life, about my family, about anything. It was all about his profession. What does he concentrate in the legal field? What are you most interested as, and what's your competency levels, focus in law and being an attorney, that kind of thing. He went on for a long time about it. Talked about his father, talked about the moves they made, how he met his wife. Well, he happened to meet his wife at Texas Tech University, which, man, we just bonded. I'm all over that, of course, because that's my alma mater. But I'm just saying, bring up, when you sit down with somebody else, it is not about you at all until it's time to tell your story. And you'll know when that is, but let them tell their story. And when you do that, when you're asking questions about them, you are the best conversationalist in the world. And they're going to love you, and they're going to love being with you, because they don't get a chance to talk about themselves. They're not in the presence of people that care enough about them to ask questions about themselves. And so when you do that, you become a very special person. And so that's how I get conversations going. I do it in anything. I don't care what I'm talking about or why we're meeting. It doesn't matter. I'm always asking about them, and I'm not needy enough that I have to talk about myself hardly at all until they turn the conversation naturally toward me and they say, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I've spent the last 5 years building a business. And they said, well, what kind of business are you building? And I say, have you heard of Isagenix? And bam, there we go. And so right there, it opens me up to telling my story, or it opens me up to telling about the particular conundrum that our health condition is in right now, that our health medical conditions are in, or medical state of existence is. And so it's just real relaxed, and it's just talking about things that I believe in, and they hear my sincerity when I'm talking about these health issues. And I just lost a mother. When she went into a coma, they took her into the hospital room, and the first thing they're trying to do is get the drugs out of her system, the prescription drugs out of her system. That was the first thing they did. And they were not successful enough to save her. So I don't say that from a – and I guarantee you this happens every single day in my town, in your town, and everybody's town. And so it's just lethal what we're doing with our body there. So anyway, I hope that helps you. You can go back and refer to this recording on timdarnell.org later. And just getting the verbiage in your, you know, that's why it's so important to be on calls, listening to a Michelle Schaefer. Mary was telling me about Michelle Schaefer has got a new podcast series that she's doing, and you need to subscribe to that and be on that. Michelle is such a special person. You need to pick up her verbiage. You need to pick up her energy. You need to pick up her perspective. She's a great woman of faith. She believes in God with all her heart. And so if you'd like to get hooked up on that, you need to look that up. We'll post how to get on that. They're on our team. They're in our team. And so we work together all the time. I'm one of the speakers on the Monday night call, the Bobby and Michelle Monday night call. We're not doing the Saturday noon calls anymore, so we're putting it down to just two calls a week between our two teams, Thursday night call tonight that you're on right now, and the Monday night call that they put on Mondays. And those are always – both of these calls are great calls. You're going to pick up verbiage. You're going to know what direction to travel in better. And I think this is the kind of thing right here that each one of us needs to hear on a regular basis. How do we effectively convey the Isagenix message with people without being salesy, without hitting them between the eyes, without throwing, a lot of people call it throwing up on them about how great Isagenix is? We need to have skills to really build a big business here. You get these skills, and you're going to build a big business. It's just as simple as that. So with that being said, we always leave some room at the end of the call for people to step up on the call and unmute yourself. And something that was of special importance to you, you might want to comment on, or something that's happened over the last week with you. So who would like to step up on the call?
Hey, Tim, Rick here. That's a great call. I really appreciate your comments, and you gave me some ideas. I was in a shop today, and trying to get some parts, and my wife said, "Did you hear about Isagenics? I mean, did you say something? What did she say? Have you heard of Isagenics? You know, your famous phrase, whoopee."
Yeah.
And I said, "No, I didn't," because I'm not sure I would want to recruit those people, actually. But anyway, I just have, you know, we need to be really sensitive to take advantage of when an opportunity comes up. Like the other day we had in the restaurant where she was talking about she needed to lose weight, and that was just the perfect time, you know, for saying something.
Right, right. Well, good. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I take that advice myself, is that I need to be constantly vigilant when I'm out and about to just opening up a conversation with somebody, just saying anything to them. And, I mean, it's as simple as, like, when you walk out of the – I had a workout 3 days ago that I could almost not walk out of the gym. I'd worked my legs so hard. And so I opened the door for a lady that was also walking out, and she said, "Thank you so much." And I said, "Well, that's about all I can do right now is open the door. I can barely walk." And so we got into a conversation, just simple stuff. I mean, this is not science, rocket science here. This is simple, just being good people, and daring to start conversations with folks. So anyway, good stuff, Rick. Thank you so much. Got time for one or two more here.
Tim, this is Clara.
Hey, Clara, come on up.
Just wanted to share in this setting that I had my annual physical today, and at 72, got the best blood counts and all that that I have in 20, 30 years.
What did your doctor, what was the comment?
She was very impressed, and the nurse is wanting to talk with me.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great.
I do have a young doctor who's very open to natural things. So I think it'll go further.
That's great. Now, is that John you're talking about?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of another one. I try to keep all these names straight in my head here. So the young doctor, what is the young doctor's name so I can remember it?
Dunlavey from Newton.
Say it again.
Brooke Dunlavey from Newton.
Okay. Great. Fantastic. Well, I'll be on the lookout for that, and you will use me for a three-way call, right?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Fantastic. You bet. Got time for one more. Who wants to be last here?
That's Tooney. I will.
Come on, Tooney.
Well, patience is my problem, and it's not just with talking. It's with just life in general. And that's what I've got to slow down and take a breath and just let things go instead of me jumping in there thinking I've got to tell how great and grand and this is what I've done and whatever. And that's been my biggest deal on this system.
Well, good. And, Tony, we're always course correcting. It's minor tweaks that we're all making on a regular basis. And we all start from wherever we're at. And we're just constantly, just making the right corrections as time goes on. So you're getting it. You're enrolling a lot of people. You're doing great. And when we recognize those little areas, that sometimes it's the smallest things, but if we can get better at each one of those things, it's going to make us bigger business builders.
Right.
I appreciate that. All right, guys, thank you for stepping up on the call tonight, all three of you there, and Clara, Rick, and Tooney. And this will be up on timdarnell.org pretty quickly here. So also, if you want to be part of the prospect site, then just private message me, and I'll get you that link, and you can get on there and like it. And once you like it, you're in. So Guys, have a fantastic night. God bless. We will talk to you real shortly. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you personally. So feel free to call me anytime.
Thank you, Tim. We sure do love you. Great, great program.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. Good night.